This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
What you are about to hear is excerpts of talks given by Sid and Elsie on Salt Spring Island in 1978.
All I like to say is I've really honestly enjoyed this one. It's about the most I've ever enjoyed what we call a seminar. Because I saw it as very peaceful. I saw it as quiet. I don't think there's a person here that hasn't heard something. And you got that feeling of niceness? That's it. That's what you're looking for. That's the thing that holds the secret to the beautiful feelings and the secrets to life are in within your beautiful feelings that you contact from within, those new feelings, the feeling of sheer happiness, a sheer joy, just to be alive, or to be grateful for what you've got. It's a feeling of gratefulness. It's a feeling of love. It's a feeling of understanding. It's a feeling of all things beautiful that create the state of tranquility. So always look for the beauty. Always look for the positive. Because only in the beauty and in the positive can you find the secret to life. Because eventually, when you find the true secret, you'll find yourself, your true self, the true mind. And when you find this true mind, you'll find what is called God. And from then on, for eternity, you'll live in peace and tranquility in the world that you want, because you'll realize you're the creator of your world. Not you as a body, as an ego, but you as a divine identity. I saw this coming to a lot of you people, the start. And as I say, you can't figure it out. To keep talking about it is a waste of time. But find that feeling again and just live. Just be ordinary and just live. Stop trying to figure it out and live with the feeling. And everything you ever want will come to you via that beautiful, positive feeling. To memorize a word is useless. You must go beyond the word and see the fact, which creates a feeling, which in turn gives you everything you want. It actually takes you to the world within. It takes you to the spiritual reality. It shows you that life is nothing but one divine thought. This is how you break the pattern. Is going beyond the word. Talk common sense. That's all. Nothing else. I swear, nothing else. Talk your common sense. You know what common sense is? Common sense is not common to the mind, because the mind can't agree that there's anything common sense. So there's no such thing as common sense in the mind. But true common sense is when you go beyond the mind, before the game of life, and you find one common denominator, which is everybody. And this one common denominator is called the game of life. So everybody plays exactly the same game. Because we're all one and we are all perfect. We are not perfect till we see the fact. When you start to see the perfection in yourself and in mankind, it breaks the barriers of the secret to life to you. Very simple. And all you have to do is listen, because you're just listening to something beyond the word. And when you find it, you begin to get power. Power to control your own life. Nobody else's. You can't do that. Just yours. You get the power to change mind, which is almost impossible from the mind itself, from the level of consciousness of humanity today. Man hasn't evolved enough in mass to be able to change the mind. This is why the wars are still going on after thousands and thousands, well, since the beginning of time. This is why riots, this is why all our problems keep going on, because we don't know how to change our mind. We honestly don't. You see, we tend to hang on to the past. The past created us. We are the past. So you've got to put some light in the whole matter. So you've got to learn to change your mind. And the second you change your mind, you're truly in now, and the past is non-existent at that second. The second the past is non-existent, you're in now. And when you're in now, you're in the state of meditation. When you're in the state of meditation, you're being what the churches would call, you are being blessed. You're being directed home. And home is the most divine conscious state, which is called heaven. At the point you go home, you realize what God is, what Christ is, what man is. They're all one thing. It was nice the way that the people from Salt Spring shared with you people, and you shared with them, and very little said, but lots shared, because you saw the beauty in each other, eh? You got a feeling. Then that's, as I said, that's when you become happy. You helped us greatly.
Incredible.
And this is what you should always look at, that you learn from both sides, eh? You must. You learn from every experience every day. And this is what I was talking about, being able to change your mind. You learn from a new experience. Unless you can change your mind, you'll never get a new experience. I don't mean just changing your mind, saying, well, I should have wear my slippers or my sandals. No, we can do that, eh? But I mean it's your conscious state, your outlook in life, eh? Your outlook in life, your what you maybe think life is, how you see the Bible, how you see the words, how, just change your mind, eh? That's all. And that change of mind is having the courage to look within. That's what it is, changing your mind, having the courage to look within. And the second you change your mind, you see a fact. Very simple thing. If you go down to a restaurant and you've got in your head what you want to eat, you know, you have this specific thing and it doesn't appear, and you get all upset about it. And no matter how delicious the other thing is, you don't care, eh? I just paid for this and this is not really what I wanted, eh? Instead of changing your mind, you know? You just change your mind. And all of a sudden, like, it's probably that same dish 2 days ago, if somebody had handed it to you, you'd have said it was delicious, eh? It was just because your desire wasn't fulfilled. And the desire not being fulfilled, in actual fact, is your ego getting a little zap, and it doesn't like it. So it's stopping you from getting enjoyment by saying, don't like that stuff. On your computer, eh? Don't eat that. Don't enjoy it. Of course, when you go to pay for it, that's even worse. So the game goes on and on. And 2 days later, you want to be, you're in a low space and you want to get lots of energy and you want to get lots of negativity to feed all this insecurity, you bring it up in mind again. And you say to your friend, you know what? 2 days ago I went to this restaurant and it's on again, eh? Until you get fed up using it. Yeah? So you just tuck it away. You can bring it back any time you want, but then you get a new one, eh? You can bring it anything you want. That's because the life and our ignorance, we were controlled then. You've got to clean the mind. And if you clean the mind and you find all those little wee tricks, the tricks of the mind, then you can go back to where you came from. Because it's the tricks of the mind that got you lost. So if you can find a puzzle to this mind and all its tricks, and its connection to the ego, etc., etc., then you reverse the whole procedure and you go back to where you started, where it was pure. Where the mind is directly linked to what is called the energy of all things, God. Then you're free. Once you realize you're connecting to that divine mind, from then till eternity, you'll be guided. When mankind is in a state of meditation, he's fully awake. The deeper you are into the state of meditation, the more awakened you are. The more awakened you are, the more you see with clarity the universe as it is. How it functions, how to take people from sickness to health, how to guide people through life. And the way to guide them psychologically is to go beyond the mind. You must learn to be you. And you're not going to be you via your ego, you're going to be the true you, beyond the ego. Because it's the ego that creates the sickness. This is the lostness is the creator of this sick ego, this image of self-importance. We must learn to stop thinking about ourselves. And all of a sudden, the whole world comes into you. Because if you think about yourself too much, this is the ego. And it destroys you. Because you have to support it. And this is where all the mental sicknesses start, because it creates greed, envy, it creates every negative thing known to mankind. And all you have to do is to see something nice to get something nice. Because when you hear truth, it's nice. It's a feeling. It's a feeling, as I said before, which will give you the necessary knowledge to guide you and guide your patients to a happy life. Once you're here, and once you start going inside and finding this spiritual reality, this absolute, total fact, then your life will change to positive. Your luck will appear to change. But it's not your luck that's changing. It's you, your world, your reality, because you have changed the level of consciousness. And level of consciousness is a separate reality.
Each level of consciousness is a separate reality. Every living soul on earth lives in a separate reality. We belong beyond everybody else's separate reality. There is one divine reality which takes in all realities, making all things one. And here lies the simplicity to guide people home if they're ready. And you can't guide anybody unless they're ready. They must want to go home. They must want happiness. They must want help. They must want to help others. And if you ever find it, and you start to get cocky, watch it. Watch what happens. You just go zoop down the way. Because you got to start to realize that once you find truth, once you break through this divine truth, it is not you, the ego. Because truth is God. Well, the more truth you find, the more protection. Because it's the more divine conscious state taking care of itself. It's the mystery of life being unraveled. And it's endless. And that's beautiful, when it's endless. Just think, it can never come to an end. How beautiful thought that no matter how beautiful you feel, or how much tremendous knowledge and tranquility you find, that there's always more. The tapes, I swear, that's where it's at. Because you can sit in your own living room, safe, sound. You can switch it on, switch it off. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to walk out of the room. You just turn it on. And when you turn it on, somewhere along the line, if a beautiful feeling comes, you might meet yourself. And if you meet yourself, you can throw the tape out the window. Give it a big kiss. And that's all you're trying to do, is just find your true self. Not yourself, but the image of whatever you are, but the inner self, the soul, the superconscious state. It's the answer to everything. It's true. But you must find it. Only you. Only you. Absolutely only you possess this power. You're gifted with this power. You are this power. Because everything is this power. You just have to realize it. And everything you ever wanted will be. That I promise.
The one thing I feel is really missing on the island, something really beautiful, is a feeling of gratitude. And that's where the goodies are, is in that feeling of gratitude. It's a beautiful feeling. That feeling of gratitude is what everybody is looking for. It's what warms your heart. And when you have what we have, to not feel an inner gratitude for it is really silly. Because we're the only ones who are missing out, because it's our feeling, it's our beautiful feeling. And when you start to lose that feeling of gratitude, you're losing the very essence of what we have. In that feeling of gratitude is knowledge, is clarity, it's understanding, it's what lets you continue the evolution of our inner conscious state. I know that when Sid and Barb decided to go away for a holiday, I felt gratitude at the opportunity of having this next 3 weeks to take a look at what we have. We have so much, and we get so used to it that we lose that feeling. And you know, like the people that are coming in now, people from all around the world, are really coming in at a high level.
famous people, like world-renowned people who are truly respected, are coming here to the island and are listening with respect, true respect, to what we have to say. They feel gratitude for what they're finding. It's a time for us to truly look and find the feeling of gratitude for what we have, because that's the only feeling you can share with others. People don't find gratitude in just trips, in ordinary trips, because it's not real, it's just a trip. So when you find gratitude for this, for what we have, then you can truly share it with others. It's the only way you can show people, you can show mankind what we're talking about. It's the only way, because they've seen and done everything else. The only thing they haven't seen is truth. And we have that. And not that we have it personally, because that's where a lot of us get into trouble. Our outside life changes and everything gets better and we get healthier and everything. And we think that somehow we have something to do with it. I don't know why, but somehow we think we are doing it. And then it goes. It just goes. But the deeper you go into that feeling and understanding where it comes from, that we really are a spiritual being, that really is a spiritual universe, you're safe. Because you surround yourself with facts, spiritual facts, feelings. When you really begin to perceive that inner reality, you have like an understanding of everything that goes on. Whether you know anything about it in the outer world, like the mechanics of it or the workings of it, with that inner understanding, you just see how life works. It gives you such ease in your life, because wherever you go or whoever you meet, you can talk with them. Eh? Doesn't matter if you know what they're talking about. Even you just see where they're coming from, and it really makes your life so smooth. That's really a nice thing to have. Not many people have that. And it's nice to know that we can all have that. You know, it's funny, though, that people even think of the words, they have what to say. Because it honestly doesn't matter what's being said. It's the space. Like if nobody said anything and just enjoyed that beautiful high space together, everybody would find what they were looking for. Because to have that space, you have to have a quiet mind. And it's in the quiet mind that the spiritual reality comes forth, eh? Shows itself. It's where all the understanding that everybody's looking for comes. You know, everybody separates and itemizes different things that people think they're looking for. When you talk to people at seminars, they say, I hear you, I know what you're saying. And not just at seminars, at any time, to anybody. Yeah, I hear you. And then they say, well, what about this? And it's the very thing you were saying. Like people honestly don't realize that everything comes under the heading of truth. Like everything, every kind of understanding comes under one thing. Because once you tap that inner consciousness, you're tapping that original mind, eh? That one truth, the original mind. And it knows everything. See, it's the very presence of that consciousness on the island that is drawing the rest of the world to look at it. Because there's nothing else like it that we've ever seen. We've heard many talk the same way we talk about levels of consciousness and this kind of thing, but we've never yet seen anybody who has even a clue of what we're talking about. That feeling of gratitude is where it's at, without a doubt. Without that, it's nothing. It's just nothing. And I know when I lose that feeling of gratitude, it's nothing to me. And then somehow that feeling comes back in again and it just wells up inside. And you feel super, super grateful for it again. And it gets deeper. Like it always gets deeper. We all know that by now because we're still here and we've all changed and we keep changing like it's a never-ending thing. Like what we see here is the illusion, eh? And yet it's very real to us. And the spiritual side of life is intangible. Like you can't see that, eh? So like it's one against the other, and yet it's from the spiritual that everything comes. Like, we all know that as well, to different degrees, even though a lot of us don't want to acknowledge it, because we see how the conscious level works and how our level goes up and down, and that when our level rises, everything gets better. Now, that's not something we've done. That's something that the conscious level has done. So we all see that. And it's simply seeing that deeper and deeper so that you just give up the little ego trips or any self-importance and you just let the conscious state do it. Like I honestly know that the more I become aware of this, the less I know. That's what it feels like for sure. I think, golly, like I don't know anything. I haven't got a clue about life. And yet, it's beautiful to see life as an experience. That's all. Like whatever comes, just as an experience. That's what I felt this 3 weeks was going to be, for sure, was an experience. But like I was super glad for it. Like I could hardly wait for tonight because I really wanted to experience this and just see what would happen. That's a tremendous way to look at life, is just to experience it. Really experience it then. You're not missing it very much of it, eh? Because you're just right there, right now. It leaves you free and open. So you just see it. You don't judge it. You just see it as an experience and you learn from it. Oh, yeah. You definitely have to want it, for sure. Because even when you want it, like, sometimes it's difficult when your ego's in there. It's always difficult. But you've really got to want it. And lots of people say, well, I want it, but, it's not happening. And that's not true. If you really want it, you've got it. Without a doubt, you've got it. If it's not happening, there's something going on. There's something wrong there someplace. There's a lack of honesty going on. But like you learn to click into that really fast. Because you get so used to that beautiful feeling and that beautiful space where your life is really smooth and, you know, a beautiful way to live. And you just don't want the other. So that as soon as it comes in, there's something going on. And you just see it. You don't judge it or get into it. You just see it and come out of it as fast as you can. Unless you want that feeling. But less and less you want that feeling. That used to be the other way around, for sure. Time is so right, like it has nothing to do with this. The time is so right for mankind to be further evolved, eh? For it to really find some peace of mind, and just the fact that this is all happening to us shows that it's time. It doesn't take much, eh? Like it took 1 second experience for Sid for all this to happen. And when he used to talk about it going out into the world, I thought, well, never mind what I thought. But I didn't believe it. And now, in such a short time, to see it going out like that, oh, beautiful. You know, it's nice to watch in the next little while, like, to catch yourself when your mind is becoming filled with all kinds of little tidbits of gossip and details and stuff, eh? And have enough courage to put a stop to it. You know, honesty is the most precious thing you can have. With honesty, like you're really looking at yourself with honesty, you've really got something. Gives you freedom, honesty does. Because dishonesty is used to defend the ego. And honesty just cuts it all away. Really, it gives you tremendous freedom. It's hard defending that ego. It really is. You know, what's beautiful is like we've taught psychologically for a long time. Like with psychologists and psychiatrists in this whole thing, eh? And this is where a lot of people have stopped growing, is because they've just gotten stuck in the details of that, eh? They've forgotten where it's come from in the first place. Like, it's really beautiful to take a look at that, because when you take a look at where it's coming from, it lets you use both of them. Because the psychological approach is really like it's the explaining of what's going on in the inner reality. And when you're explaining workings of the mind, you're explaining it from beyond the mind. But the most powerful is the spiritual, because that's where it comes from, and that's before the mind. It's before the thought. It's that space. So if you can keep going in there and showing them this is where it's at, then that's what they'll pick up on. Otherwise, it's just like the explanation of the mind. And that's fascinating. Like, that's really fascinating. But if you get stuck in there, it's not good. You've always got to find out where it comes from and acknowledge that. That's the hardest part to acknowledge. Like, everybody likes to get in and talk about the mind and how it works, and oh yes, and this thought and that thought, and oh yes. But to acknowledge the spiritual reality, that's where people shut out. That's what people are scared to acknowledge, is that it is a spiritual reality. For sure, it is a spiritual reality. For any of this to be happening is the proof of that. And the more you acknowledge that, the more proof you have. It's only proof to ourselves that we have anyways. Like, and when we see that protection building up for us, and when we begin to feel safer and safer and safer, that's where we'll be coming from, is that safe spot. So don't be scared to acknowledge that. And like at first, when you start to do that, when you start to talk about a spiritual reality, it might feel kind of funny. But then all of a sudden it begins to feel really incredible. Because that's the strength. It's funny, isn't it, that it should be the intangible, the invisible, that's the strength. That's the power, eh? But that's where the faith comes in. To get that first inkling, that first glimpse of what's going on, is having faith in the intangible, in the invisible. Because like a feeling is intangible, and yet people set great store by feeling. There'll be many, many people who come to the island who really see what's going on and click in at a super high level. Just share like mad. Like, the opportunity to share is always there. It's just sharing with yourself, like using your knowledge for your own benefit. Because, you know, when you use it for, like, it sounds selfish when you say to use it for your own benefit. But when you use it for your own benefit, you're using it for the benefit of mankind. Because in reality, that's what you're doing. You're using it for yourself. But because we're all the same, when one person is doing it, or a few people are doing it, then the rest of the world can see how it's done, eh? Just by example.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.